Today's shiur is Masechta Tainis Daf Yud Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the second wide line at the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues to discuss what is the procedure if there is a drought. As we learned earlier, they declared the first three Tanesim, but if those Tanesim do not help and there's still a drought, teaches us the Mishnah over Elu V'Lo Inanu, if these three Tanesim passed and they weren't answered, Bezdin Goizrim, Gimel Tanis Acheres Ol Tzibur, Bezdin decrees three more Tanesim on the community. Oichlim V'Shoysim V'Joim, doing these three Tanesim, the Aloch is that all eating and drinking should be done during the day before Shkia. The Aloch is that by Shkia already, they have to stop eating. And in fact, the Mefarshim point out the question, given that these Tanesim are only Midrabanan, why already at Shkia, why at the time of Bein HaShmashes is the Halacha that they're not allowed to eat? Shouldn't the Halacha be that Sofik Drabanan Lekula were Mekel and that during Bein HaShmashes they should be allowed to eat? So one teretz I saw is that because these Tanesim are similar to Yom Kippur, the purpose of these Tanesim is to remind us that we have to do tshuva. So therefore, just like on Yom Kippur, during Bein HaShmashes, one may already not eat, so too is the halacha during these Tanesim. Another pshat that I saw from the Gevurah Sari is that he says that even though there is a rule, Sofak Derabanan Lekula, but if we follow the rule of Sofak Derabanan Lekula, we're going to end up with two contradictory kulas, two contradictory leniencies. We do not say Sofak Derabanan Lekula. And he explains, if we're going to say that it's a Drabanan and one may eat during Bein HaShmashes on Erev the Tainus, we'll use the same logic and say that one may eat by the Bein HaShmashes period during at the end of the Tainus. But that's contradictory, because we're considering Bein HaShmashes day, then we should not be allowed to eat then. On the other hand, if we're going to say that you should be allowed to eat on Bein HaShmashes during the fast day, you should not be allowed to eat by Bein HaShmashes Erev the fast day. Because we have here such a contradictory situation, Chazal say that even though it's a Drabanan, we cannot eat during the Bein HaShmashes. V'asur m'malocha, one may not do any work during these Tanesim. The Ritva explains there are two reasons why one should not be allowed to work. One is that he should spend the day doing tshuva, a day of introspection, not a day of work, or to show that he is in such tsar. People are showing that they're in such trouble that they don't even have the ability to concentrate to do work. Uberchitza, they're not allowed to wash themselves. Besichin, they're not allowed to anoint themselves. Nilas Asanda, they're not allowed to wear shoes. Tashmi Shamita, they're not allowed to have marital relations. The Noilin as Machatzos, and they lack the bathhouses. Continues the Mishnah. Avru Elu V'Lainenu, if these fast days passed and they still have not been answered, Bezdin Gozim Aleim Oit Shiva. Bezdin adds another seven fast days. Shein Yud Gimel Tanias Al Tzibur, which are a total of 13 Tanias. The first three, the second three that were mentioned at the beginning of this Mishnah, and now 7, 3 plus 3 plus 7 equals 13. Taisus Yontif points out that why does the Mishnah have to give us the sum total of 13? Can't we add it ourselves? Said the Taisus Yontif that the point that the Mishnah is trying to show is that why are there 13 fast days? Because the 13 fast days represent the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachmim, the 13 Midos of Rachmim VaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why Chazal decreed 13 fast days. Taisus Yontif also points out that the Mishnah seems to be teaching us that the fast days are established, not that they're all decreed at one time, rather they're decreed each at a separate time. First they decree three fast days, Then they decree another 3 fast days, and then they decree the 7 fast days. There are other mefarshim that learn differently. They seem to want to learn that it's decreed all at one time, they're only put in effect at separate times. Hare elu yuseiros al rishonos, these last 7 fast days are more stringent than the previous ones. Sheva elam asriim, during these fast days we cry out. We'll just speak about in the future, tomorrow, what that means. V'noilin aschanuyos, we close the stores. There's a machloikis, what does it mean that we close the stores? Some mefarshim seem to say that we're referring here strictly to food stores, and in that the Mishnah says that we close the stores, and b'sheni matim chashechav, because they fasted on the Monday and they need to eat, so towards evening they open up the stores. Or b'chamishi on a Thursday, which is also a fast day, but given it's before Shabbos, so we need to have food available for Shabbos. So therefore, Matarmanek for Shabbos, we open up the food stores. Regarding all other stores, there's a machloikis. Some say that all other food stores may not be open under other circumstances, under any circumstances. Yet other mefarshim seem to learn that stores that are not food stores may be open. Our Mishnah is only referring to food stores. Avar elu v'loy nenu, if these fast days passed and they still have not been answered, v'matim v'mas v'matim, they decrease business. The mefarshim say that the business that's referred to is business of simcha, things that bring enjoyment, but if it's just business that they should be able to make a living, that is permitted. And the proof is from Bebinyan of Benetia, they're not allowed to construct and do planting, and as the Gemara will explain, Binyan and the Tia that's referred to in our Mishnah, Binyan and the Tia is shal Simcha, and that's why the business that's usur is also business of Simcha, but regular business is permitted. The Erisin and Minasum, they're not allowed to get engaged or married. There's Machloikis, what this means. Tosfos seems to learn that one may not get engaged at all. The Yam Shoshleima seems to learn that they are allowed to get engaged and they are allowed to get married, but they're not allowed to have a party for the engagement or a large wedding party. People don't greet each other. Like people who are in Chayim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayichidim, the distinguished people, we'll discuss the means of the Talmid Chachamim, Chayzer Misnanim, may continue fasting until Nisan passes. The Rishonim say that Nisan here in our Mishnah does not mean the month of Nisan, rather Nisan means here the spring, the Tekufa of Nisan. Yotzen Nosim V'yad Gishomim, if the spring passes and rain comes, Simen Klola, it's a bad sign. Shenema, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel, Haloi Ktzir Chitim Hayoim, as the Pasuk in Shmuel describes, the people had approached Shmuel that they wanted a king. And King Shmuel said to them, what you're asking is improper, and I'll show you a sign what you're asking for is incorrect, because now is already the time of cutting the wheat. It's past the Tekufas Nisan, and I will show that it will rain. Therefore, it's a proof that you're not asking correctly. You're only asking for a king because you want to be like all the other nations of the world. And as the Rishonim explained, what Shmuel was saying to them was, if your purpose in asking for a king were because you really felt you need a leader, look at my ability. I am able to make it rain through my tefillah even in the summer, which is not the rainy time. So obviously you don't need a leader better than me. The fact that you are asking for a melech, it must be that you have incorrect motives. The Mefarshim explain what's pshat, the Yechidim, continue fasting. So they explain that at the point that our Mishnah is referring, where they already fasted 13 days, and it still did not rain, it's very unlikely that it will still rain. So if the entire community continues to fast, and the likelihood of their tefillah being answered is remote, it will cause a chil Hashem, and therefore we don't have the entire community fasting. Only yechidim, only distinguished individuals, may continue fasting at home with the hope and the assumption that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the rain. But if a Chas V'Shalom doesn't rain, it will not cause a widespread Chilul Hashem. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Kula, we could understand that all the activities that the Mishnah prohibits, Isputanik, are pleasurable. Rechitza, washing, sicha, anointing, tashmish, amita, marital relations. And therefore, Chazal said that during these tanesim, they should not be done. Av malacha tzaru, going to work is not so pleasurable, so why is it prohibited on a tainus? Answers the Gemara, Amr of Chizda, Amr of Yirmi, Abba, Amr Kra, the Pasuk says, Katshu tzoyim, prepare a fast, kiru atzoris, isfu zakenim. So the Pasuk compares the fast to atzeris. Atzeris means either shmini atzeris or shvuas. Katzeris. So just like on these Yom Tovim, Ma'atzeris, Asa B'Sias Melacha, one may not do any work. Aftanis, Asa B'Sias Melacha, one may not work. Ask the Gemara, if we're comparing the fast day to Yontif, shouldn't we say Ma'atzeris Mi'urta, just like by Yontif already at night, one already may not work. Yontif begins in the evening, Aftanis Nami Mi'urta, so on a fast day also, there should be a prohibition to work already from the evening. Amr of Zera, Ledei Mefarsh Leminei Rav Yerim Be'amba, Amr Kra, Isfu Zakenim. The Pasuk, when it speaks about the fast day, speaks about the time that the Zakenim gather. Domida Sifa Zakenim, Ma Sifa Zakenim Be'yoim, when do the Zakenim gather, as we will speak about in a moment, by day? Af Tzayim, the Isser, to do Malacha on a fast day, is Be'yoim, is by day, not by night. But Tosfos points out that this comparison that's referred to in this Gemara is only regarding the prohibition to work. Regarding the prohibition to eat, that this pasuk is not referring to, and the prohibition to eat already begins by night. Ask the Gemara, Eima B'Tahara, perhaps the Zakenim only gathered noontime, and therefore the issa to do malacha should only begin at noontime. Amar Rav Shesh, Rav Rav Idi, Besaila Rav Huna, the Amar Rav Huna would say, Betzafra Knufya. They already gather in the morning, and that's why the issa malacha begins in the morning. Because Heichi Avdi, what was the schedule of the day by the Tainus? Amar Abaya, Betzafra Palg de Yoimer, from the morning until Chatzois, Mayinim B'Mila Damasa, they would scrutinize their actions, Mekan Ve'elach, after Chatzois, River the Yom for a quarter of the day, the third quarter of the day, Karina B'Sifra V'Agarata, V'Aftarata, they would read from Sefer Torah, they would read Mafter, Sefer Torah, they would read V'Yichal, Daftar, they would read Dirsha Hashem V'Matsu, Mekan Ve'elach, the last quarter of the day, Bina Rachmei, they would David Shinemar v'yikolam al amdom v'yikoru b'sefer Torah Hashem alakeim revias hayoyim. For a quarter of the day they would read from the Torah. Revias and another quarter of the day misvadim u'mishtachvim l'shem alakeim. They would say vidui. They would repent and daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'pechano. Ask the Gemara. Perhaps it was just the other way. Perhaps the first half of the day is when they davened instead of Torah and laned, and it's the second half where they scrutinize their affairs. Lesaka daitach, says the Gemara, the Ksiv, Velay Yosfu, the Pasuk says, when Ezra learned about the rampant intermarriage that was going on between the people who had gone back to Yisrael, so he was Goyzer Tainus. He said that they have to fast. So it says, Velay Yosfu kol horeid bedivrei kol Yisrael, to me gathered all the people who care about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ami ala goyla, from the returnees from the goyla. The Ksiv Michas Arif, towards the evening, Kamtet Tanesai, I got up from my fast, Vafras Kapel Hashem, and I raised my fingers, I raised my hands to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah. So you see, it was the second half of the day that they davened. The Farshim explain why would we, what's the pshat that they should scrutinize their affairs first, and only the second half of the day is when they davened and read from the Sefer Torah. So Farshim explain, the Gemara says, Ein tainus, kol tainus, shein bo mipoish Yisrael, any tainus that all elements of Klal Yisrael are not included in, ein tainus, is not considered a full-fledged tainus. So, in other words, the Gemara says that during a tainus, we have to include even people who yet did not do tshuva. In the morning, when they hadn't yet learned the Torah, when they hadn't yet davened, when they didn't do complete tshuva, so we have all of the people of Klal Yisrael, just like the Mefarshim, just like the Chalbana, which is not such a great smelling spice, is included in the Ketairis. So that's why they did it in this order. Others explain that the Pasuk says, Sur Meira Vasei Toiv. First, the person has to do tshuva, and then he has to do Masim Toivim. However, normally it's very difficult to follow such a path, because if we're going to wait until Sur Meira that we completely do tshuva, we may never come to the Asei Toiv, to doing Torah and Tefillah. However, on a fast day, when we're trying to do what's 100% correct, on such a day, first we do the Sur Meira, we scrutinize our affairs in the morning, give back if we stole anything, etc., and only in the afternoon it's the Asei Toiv. The Mefarshim asks, if the halacha is that on a tainus, the first half of the day, we should scrutinize our actions, why don't we do that by Tanesim nowadays? So Mefarshim explain that, as we learned in the previous shiurim, ain tainus tzibur b'bavel, there really isn't a tainus tzibur in Bavel. So therefore, only on a real, full-fledged tainus tzibur is there such a halacha that we have to scrutinize our affairs in the morning, not in our tanesim, which are not considered really a tainus tzibur. Specifically, as Mefarshim explained, since we don't have a Bezdin and a Nasi, so we anyway can't scrutinize our affairs properly. The question is, however, here we see that we're supposed to do, we only are supposed to lane from the Torah in the afternoon, yet we know that on a Tainus we read from the Torah ready by Shachris. So Mefarshim answered, the Gra says that although we do read from the Torah by Shachris, we don't say Haftorah only by Mincha, which is exactly what our Gemara says, that only Torah and Kriyas HaTorah and Haftorah are only done by Mincha, not Kriyas HaTorah alone, which is only done by Shachris. Others want to suggest that only in their times, when they spent the morning scrutinizing their affairs, that they not read from the Torah in the morning. We, who we just described, do not do that on the Tainat Seber, so therefore we could do Kriyas HaTorah already in the morning also. The Sefer Me'adam Vizmanim, based on this Gemara, wants to say that on a Tainat Seber, one should daven Mincha later. Because here it says in our Gemara that they only davened in the third quarter of the day, the third quarter of the day that they lay in, and the fourth quarter of the day, the last quarter of the day that they daven Mincha. And therefore he says that even if someone normally davens Mincha early, by the Mincha Gedoyla, on a fast day he should daven by Mincha Ketana. And he explains why. One reason he explains is that when a person fasts, he says, Kishem Shmi Atati Chel Vividami, that on this fast day I ate and I took away from my body, that's the purpose of a fast day. So he says, the when is that most evident? At the end of the day, when the person has fasted the entire day. If he davens earlier in the day, he really can't express that. Furthermore, as we learned in Tosfos on Daf Yud Aleph from the base, Tosfos says, the only reason that we say Aneinu only by Mincha, because if we're going to say Aneinu by Shachris, we're not quite sure that the person is going to fast. And then if he said Aneinu B'yom Tzom Tanaseinu, it turns out he said something incorrect. If he already made it to Mincha, there we could be comfortable in allowing him to say Aneinu. So therefore, if he davens mincha late in the day, so if he fasted until that point in the day, it's very likely he's going to complete the day in fasting. But if we daven mincha early, who says he's going to finish the day, and how could he be said aneinu? The Chazon Ish, however, says that one who is accustomed to daven mincha, mincha gedoyla, one who davens mincha early every day, may also daven mincha even on a fast day early. Omer Rafim by Papa Omer Rav Chisda. Kol shumushum elvel. Anything that one is doing because of mourning, could go in Tishbav, like Tishbav or Ovel, or when a person is an Avelis, also bein becham and bein mitzoinen. He's not allowed to wash himself both in hot water or cold water. The Pesachet Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch Yerudei Hilchas Avelis says cham does not mean strictly hot water. Cham even means lukewarm water. The Gvura Sari asks, the Gemara says, Kol shum shum avel. Anything that one is doing because of mourning, and gives two examples, Tishum of an Avelis. Kigoy means that there are other examples. What other examples are there? Says the Gvura Sari, other examples would include somebody who's in a Cheirim, or somebody who is a Mitzoyra. Kol shum shum tanig. However, something that on a day where somebody is not allowed to have pleasure, going tanit sibber like a tanit sibber, b'chamim osur, one may not wash himself with hot water, a b'tzoyna mutter, but cold water is mutter. Tosis points out that on Tisha B'av, in Yom Kippur, it goes without saying. In fact, our Gemara, the Rishonim say, doesn't mention Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, there's issa deraisa to wash oneself, and certainly everything is osur, but even on Tisha B'av, one should not wash himself at all, if somebody needs to clear his eyes or wash negelvasa, he should always use the minimum amount of washing. Tosfos also discusses what is the halacha regarding taking a bath, a shower on a tiny sibber. Tosfos says, it's a machloikis rishonim. The first sheet that Tosfos quotes is that it's permissible, but then Tosfos says, the Rabbeinu Yoel said, that on a fast day, one is not allowed to wash with hot water. The Shulchan Aruch says that the halach is that one may wash himself with hot water on a fast day. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that a bal nefesh, somebody who wants to be makbid, yachmar al atzmoy, and he should not wash himself with hot water on a fast day. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Idi Bar Avin, the Gemara wants to prove that on a tiny sibur one may wash himself with cold water. Afanan nam mitanina. We learned in our Mishnah v'noilin es machatzos. We close the bathhouses, which seems to indicate that only hot water may not be used on a tiny sibur. Cold water may be. Omle baya vivit soinin osur. What do you want to say that if cold water is prohibited, do you want to say that they close up the rivers? It's impossible to close up the rivers. So the fact that the Mishnah says that we close up the bathhouses is not a clear indication that cold water is permitted on a tiny sibber. This is the way to explain what his father meant. Michti. Tnan. We learned in our Mishnah Asa Brechitza, the one may not wash himself on a fast day. So, Nailan es mechatzos, normally, why does the Mishnah have to mention that we have to close the bathhouses? If we're not allowed to wash, obviously we have to close the bathhouses. El lav shmamino. The fact that the Mishnah went out of the way to also say, Nailan es mechatzos, is to teach us, becham moser, that only hot water may not be used. Sign and mutter, but cold water is permitted, and the bathhouse, which is hot water, that's why it has to be closed. Lame Masile. So perhaps we have another proof that during Avelis, even cold water may not be used. It says, Kol Chayvit Tfilos, whoever is obligated to go to the mikveh, Toivon Kedarkin, may go to the mikveh in the usual manner, Bein b'Tisha B'av bein b'Yom Kippur. Whether it's Tisha B'av or Yom Kippur, even though we're not allowed to wash ourselves on Tisha B'av Yom Kippur, as the Rishonim explain, tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. There's a, if a person's time to go to the mikveh comes, it's a mitzvah to go then, and therefore even though it's Tisha B'Av on Yom Kippur, he may go to the mikveh. Rashi says, who are we referring to? We're referring to a nida or yoledes whose time to go to the mikveh has come. The Rishonim, the Mefarshim discuss, what about other people who are mechuyif to go to the mikveh? So some Rishonim suggest that anyone who's mechuyif to go to the mikveh, not only a nida or yoledes, may go to the mikveh according to this Gemara on Tisha B'Av on Yom Kippur. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua wants to say that even not just a person, but even if there's a keli, even if there's a vessel, a utensil that became tameh, one may immerse them on the mikveh on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. However, others want to explain that Rashi specifically means a nida and a yoledes, who the Torah prescribes a certain time when they should go to the mikveh. And our Mishnah is teaching, our Gemara is teaching us that if that time comes on Tisha B'Av on Yom Kippur, they may go to the mikveh. But others, or certainly a vessel that doesn't have a prescribed time when they have to go to the mikveh, don't go to the mikveh on Tisha B'Av on Yom Kippur. The Paiskim say that we don't follow this Gemara, and if someone has to go to the mikveh, if a woman has to go to the mikveh, if it comes out of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, they don't go. It was only in their world, as we've described many times, where they lived in a world they were makbid on Tahuma and Tahara, was their specific point to go to the mikveh when the time came. We who don't live in a world of Tahuma Tahara, and marital relations are anyway usur on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, may not go to the mikveh on Tisha B'Av on Yom Kippur. The halach is, if one does, if the time for one to go to the mikveh is on Tisha B'Av on Yom Kippur, they should do the preparations Erev Tisha B'Av, Erev Yom Kippur, then complete the preparations on Matzoy Tisha B'Av and Matzoy Yom Kippur, and like that, then go to the mikveh. The halach is, if one didn't do the preparations on Erev Tisha B'Av or Erev Yom Kippur, perhaps if they do it Matzoy Shabbos, Matzoy Tisha B'Av, Matzoy Yom Kippur, they could still go to the mikveh. B'mai, ask the Gemara exactly what kind of mikveh are we discussing. Ilem b'chamen, do you want to say we're speaking about a hot mikveh? Ask the Gemara, tefillah b'chamen mi'ikveh, is there such a thing as a hot mikveh? Shuvininu, how would a mikveh be hot? If one would take a pot of water and cook it and pour it into the mikveh. But that's maim shuvim, and maim shuvim disqualify a mikveh. Elav, what are we speaking about? But soinen, a cold mikveh. And what is it teaching us here? Chayve tefillah sin. Only one who's obligated to go to the mikveh may go to the mikveh on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. In cold water. In a shachrin aloy. Someone else may not go to the mikveh, may not wash themselves even in cold water on Tisha B'Av, because during Avelis, even cold water is prohibited. From here it seems, point out the Mefarshim, that one may not use a hot mikveh, which is exactly what the Mordechai says, based on this Gemara, that one may not use a hot mikveh. However, the Hagoyes Mordechai says that one may use a hot mikveh, and the Ramah says that one can be makel and use a warm mikveh. And in fact, there are those that say that even though the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, quotes the Mordechai, it says there are those that say that the Beis Yosef later on ultimately agreed that one may use a hot mikveh. The question of how can we have a hot mikveh, didn't we just say that to take a pot of water and pour it into the mikveh would disqualify it? So there are a number of ways of having a hot mikveh. Tosfos says, if we take this hot water and we allow it to have hamshacha, that we allow it to run over the ground for a distance of 3 tefachim before flowing into the mikveh, that removes the status of mayim shuvim. Tosfos also says in Masechta Temura that even though an entire mikveh cannot be created by means of Amshacha, if we have 21 saw of the 40 saw of a mikvah that were not created by Amshacha, the other 19 saw can be there through Amshacha. Another way of having a hat mikvah is once we have 40 saw of kosher water, then we can add as much maim shuvim as we want. Another way of having a hat mikvah is by putting a hat coil, having hat coils heating up the water in the mikvah. And another way of having a hat mikvah is by having two bodies of water. One is a body of real rainwater or kosher spring water, which is maybe taka cold, which would be a kosher mikvah, but having next to it a pool of hot water and having a hashaka, having a connection between these two poles, and that would make even that pool of hot maim shuvim a kosher mikvah. And that's how we indeed, through one of these methods, have kosher hot warm water mikvahs. And in fact, the Tzemach Tzedek quotes the Baal HaTanya that now one should specify to specifically use a hot mikveh. And he explains, because if the mikveh is going to be cold, we're concerned that the person will not spend the proper time immersing himself properly in the mikveh. Only if the mikveh is warm and the person will immerse himself properly and do the tefillah correctly. But going back to our Gemara, it seems that only in a cold mikvah may somebody who's in Avelis or Tisha B'Av use. Someone else may not even use cold water. Amar Rav Chama Baktina, L'nitzcha L'chama Tveria. We could explain that Gemara is referring to the Chama Tveria, to the springs of Tveria, which are hot, and that's where there's a machloikis. But cold water, that's where it's permissible for somebody who has to go to the mikveh. That we allow them to use this hot water to encourage them, explains the Chassam Sofer, to go to the mikveh. But everyone else may even be allowed to use cold water. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, if that braisa is only referring to the Chamit Tveria, aim a sefer. Let's continue learning the Sefer. It said in the Sefer, Amrav Chanina, Sagana Kahanim, Kedayu Beis Alokeinu, the Beis HaMikdash is worth it. The once a year a person should not go to the mikveh when required. Ask the Gemara, V'amrit b'tzayin mutter, if you're going to say that cold water may be used, so why should Rav Chanina Sekana Kadim say that they shouldn't go to the mikveh? Yechit b'tzayin, let them wash themselves in cold water. Fine, Rav Chanina Sekana Kahanim is teaching us that we shouldn't use hot water, even for tefillah, on Tisha B'Av. But if cold water is permitted, why shouldn't he be allowed to go to the mikveh in the cold water? There is no enjoyment in cold water. It must be that according to this, that cold water is prohibited, which would prove what Rav Chisda said, that even cold water may not be used on Tisha B'Av. Amra Papa, Ba'asher L'Shlichut Tzayin. Our Bryce is referring to a place where there are only hot mikvahs. The only water available is Chamit Tveria type of water. That's where Rav Chanina Sekana Kahanim will say you can't use it because of Avelis. But cold water maybe is permitted. So since we don't have a definitive proof from this braisa what the status is on cold water regarding Avelis. Toshma. So Gemara tries to ask another question of Chizda. It says in a braisa, Shamra Osm Malacha, the Chazal said they were not allowed to work, Loy Amr Belyoim. They said only by day we're not allowed to work, Av Belayla, Mutter, we are allowed to work. In fact, Rashi based on this says that even though on Tisha B'Av one may not work, on the night of Tisha B'Av we may work. However, most Paiskim disagree and say that Tisha B'Av, not only during the day of Tisha B'Av one should not work, but certainly on the night of Tisha B'Av one should not work. Shamar also Nilas Asanda, when we say you're not allowed to wear shoes on Tanit Sibur, Lo Amar El Beir, it's only in the city. al b'derech, if one is on the road, mutter is allowed to wear shoes. Ha-keitzad yotzla derech, when the person's on the road, noil, he wears regular shoes. Nichnas leir, when he comes into the city, he chaylitz, he removes them. K'shamra osu b'rchitza, when Chazal said, one may now wash himself, la'amra elakal gufay, now allowed to wash his entire body, al-ponav yoda v'raglov, but his hands and feet, a face, mutter. V'kenat ha-moitzav menuda of oval. And the same we find by somebody who's in Cherem or somebody who's in Avelis. My laugh, when the Braisa is comparing it, comparing the Ovel and Menuda to the Tainus Sibur, Akula, it's referring to all the Dinim that are referred to in this Braisa. But my skinin, what type of washing are we referring to? Ilema, Bechamim, that we're referring to washing with hot water. So the question is, Ponav Yad V'Ragla Misharu? Can an ovel wash his pan of yad v'raglov in hot water? Vomer of sheishes ovel also lahoishet etzpoy b'chamim. An ovel is not allowed to even stick his finger into hot water. Elalaf, what's he referring to? Betzoinen, to cold water. And it says here that everybody can use cold water. So isn't this a kasha to Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda said that on a the way Rashi learns that on a tiny sibber you can wash your entire body in cold water, and here it says that in tiny sibber you can only wash ponov yodov raglov in cold water. Taisus explains that the Gemara's question is on the other aspect of what Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda said that an ovel is not to wash himself at all, and here it says that an ovel can wash ponov yodov raglov in cold water. Says the Gemara, loy. The way to understand it is b'chamim, that we're going to learn the Gemara like Rashi, that this is talking about hot water, and only panayot of raglav is mutter, nothing else. Or the kashalach, if it's referring to hot water, and we're saying that a tiny sibber panayot of raglav is mutter and hot water, v'kenat the mitzvah, how can we say menudim ba'ovel is mutter? A menudim ba'ovel is certainly not mutter and hot water, any part of their body. Says the Gemara Sharakai, when the Braisa is comparing a Menuda and Ovel to Tanit Sibur, it's not regarding the aspect of washing. Regarding washing, there are very different halachas between a Menuda and an Ovel versus a Tanit Sibur. It's referring to the other dinim regarding Melacha, regarding when you may work, regarding wearing shoes, but not regarding the washing aspects, where there the halachas are different. Toshma, Domer of Abba Koin, Mishum Rav Yoisa Koin, Maisa, Umaisa Bonav Shav Yoisa B'chanina. The children of Yoisa B'chanina passed away, V'rochz B'tzayna Kol Shiva, and he washed in cold water in the entire Shiva. This is different than what Rav Chisda said, because Rav Chisda said that an oval can't wash himself even with cold water. Says the Gemara, Hosom Kishtfuah Evel Vava. There was that Rav Yosef Rachman and Slon became an ovel one after another. The Tanya Tokva Evel of Zachazah, if one becomes an ovel after one period of Shiva immediately, Hich Betzara, if his hair is too long, Mekel Betar, he could cut it with a razor, Umchabes Ksusa B'mayim, and he could wash his garment with water. And explains Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Chisda Batar, he could use a razor of Loibnus Barayim, not a scissor. And the Mefarshim explained, because we want that his haircut should not be the regular haircut, he should use a different type of utensil. And furthermore, he should not cut his hair as nicely as he normally cuts it. B'mayim, he's allowed to wash his clothing with water, Loibnus Barayim, not with different types of detergent. And the Mefarshim explained, the halacha of Tokva Avelov really are not all the same. They explain. Regarding washing, where the halach is that you're not allowed to wash yourself during Shiva if one is an ovel. So there, the halach is that after 7 days, if one became immediately an ovel and didn't have time to wash, he could wash himself under certain circumstances or do his laundry under certain circumstances. Regarding a haircut, however, the Pais can point out, the shear is not Shiva, the shear is Shloishim, because an ovel can't take a haircut for Shloishim. Therefore, Tokva Evoilov for haircut is that if somebody became an Ovel Rachman Tzlon, and as the Shloishim were ending, when he would be allowed to take a haircut, he immediately becomes an Ovel again, that's when he could take this a haircut because it's just too long, his hair. Amar Rava. Rava disagrees with Rav Chisda. He says, Oval mutal lirchas b'tzayin kol shiva. An oval is allowed to wash with cold water. Meat at the hava, just like bas v'chamra, he's allowed to eat meat and drink wine. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, ein ha-begeris v'shoyle navelas atzma. If a girl is already 12 and a half years old, and she bought two sirus, that she's considered a begeris, if she's not yet married, the halacha is that she doesn't follow all of the halachas of Avelis b'mei Evel Avia. So there's two pshat Rashi. Either when her father, Rachman al-Islam, passes away, or if her father is in Avelis, that the halacha is if one's father is in Avelis, they too have to act in Avelis. This girl, because she's of marriageable, post-marriageable age, should does not have to follow the halachas of Avelis. The machlok is showing him how far this thing goes. Some are showing him say that she's not allowed to act in Avelis. That's what Ritva says. Others say that she doesn't have to act in Avelis. That's how Tosfos seems to learn. Hanara, a girl who's a Nara, Risha, may act, does act regarding, like she's in Avelis, does follow the halachas of Avelis. Rashi points out, a ktana, a minor, doesn't follow Hilchos Avelis at all. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And the Beis Hillel explains why is there no concept of chinuch regarding Avelis. Says the Beis Hillel two reasons. Number one, the whole point of chinuch is that to accustom the child how to act when they become adults. Hopefully this child, we don't want to train a child in Avelis because we hope that one will never have to experience such requirements in life. Another point is that the entire point of Avelis is to create tshuva, to create a situation where we realize that someone passed away and we have to do tshuva. That cannot be achieved by ketanim. Now, ask the Gemara, Mai, what is the difference between a begeris and a nara that we're saying it applies, that Avelis, Hilchos Avelis applied by the nara, but by the begeris? Labrachitza. Aren't we referring to washing? Oba Mai, what type of washing? Elam b'chama, if you're going to say it's hot water, and a begaris for sure, and we're saying that a begaris is allowed to wash itself with hot water. V'amar chizda oval also loishet etzpah b'chama. Even oval can never put his hand into hot water. Like the Miri explains, if we're so mapped on washing with hot water during a veil, that one may not even stick his finger into hot water, it would certainly not make sense to say that a begaris could wash herself with hot water during the Avelis. The Mashah explains, washing oneself with hot water is considered pleasurable. So even if we're going to be mekel on an abegeris, we're not, certainly not going to allow or do something which causes pleasure. Ella, it must be betzainen. And we're saying that only a abegeris is allowed to wash with cold water. Everyone else may not wash with cold water, which is different than what Rava said. Rava said that everyone during Avelis can wash with cold water. So the Gemara loy, the Bryce is not referring to washing at all. The Bryce is talking about kichel, or pirchus, putting up makeup, making the hair. There were more lenient for begeris than for nara. Lame Masilet. So Gemara says maybe we could bring a Bryce to corroborate what Rava says, that washing with cold water is permitted during Avelis. Domer Baba Koyin, Mishim Rabbi Yosef Koyin, Maisu Bonav, Shem Yosef Hanina, the children of Yosef Hanina passed away, Verochet B'tzonin Kol Shiva, and he washed in cold water all during the Shiva. So we see that you're allowed to wash in cold water and Shiva like Rava said. Amri, so they said, Hossam, B'shitekfuay, Volav Zachazeh. There was a situation where it became an over one after another. As we explained it, I'm an Aleph. The Tanya talked for a veil about Zachazeh. If one becomes an oval one after another, Hichbet Sarah make a batar. If his hair becomes long, he could use a razor. Or Mechabes Ksus Vemayim, he could wash his clothing with water. Amr of Chizda, and Rav Chizda explained, batar, he could use a razor, Avaloi Mesparayim, not scissors. But Mayim, he could wash his clothing with water, Avaloi Benesav, Avaloi Bechav, Avaloi Be'oil, not with detergent. Ikadamri, others say, Amr Rava, Ava Asa Betzayin Kol Shiva. Oval is not allowed to wash with cold water during the entire Shiva. But that means only his entire body, explains the Ritva. Pan of Yad V'Raglav will be mutter. Ask the Gemara, "My shnobis over yain? Why is an ovel allowed to eat meat and drink wine, and why are we being strict with him regarding washing?" Answers the Gemara, "Hosam lefuchi pachti David. There, the entire purpose is just to take away the anxiety, so we allow him to eat meat and drink wine." Ask the Mefarshim, "We know that on Yontif one is supposed to drink wine and eat meat because it brings simcha. So how could an ovel do that?" So Mefarshim explained, "A person who is in a regular state, eating wine, eating meat, drinking wine, will bring simcha. However, an ovel who is in this state, rachmal tzlan, of anxiety, all the wine and meat will do is take away the anxiety. It will not bring simcha. Lem mesayle." So the Gemara wants to bring a proof to Rava's position, as we learned, any begaris v'shoyel nevel atzma. A begaris doesn't act the regular avelus acts. Hanara risha, anara me b'may. Exactly what are we referring to? Ilam b'cham. Are we talking about washing in hot water? Any begaris risha. A begaris is not allowed. We're saying that a begaris should be allowed to wash with hot water. An ovel can't even stick his finger into hot water. So how could permit a begaris to wash herself? Ella la b'tzayin. It must be referring to cold water. And we see from here that only begaris could use cold water. Everyone else not. So the Gemara, there's no proof from there. Loi, that price is referring kichol regarding putting on makeup a pirchus, where we're lenient for begaris, not for nara. Amar chizda zoyse meris. Since we see that cosmetics may not be applied during avelus, we could see oval also betachbois kol shiva. An oval is not allowed to wash his clothing during the shiva because anything that makes the person look nice is prohibited during the shiva. Vilchsa, the halach is oval also lirchus kol gufay. An oval may not wash his entire body. Bei mechaim and bei mitzayin, in hot water and cold water kol shiva. Av pomn of yodav raglov, his face, hands, and feet. Bechamim also hot water may not be used. Tzayin and mutter cold water may be used. Av losuch, to anoint oneself. Afil koshuos, even a small amount is prohibited. Vim lahavis azumar, but if his point is just to remove some filth, mutter, that may be done. Even sicha under that circumstances are permitted during avelus.